here in the Bay Area, the potential for another kind of natural disaster, an earthquake, deeply affects the design of our urban landscape. One of the most visible examples is the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge, built to withstand what the old one could not. The new span has been open for nearly 3 months now, but if you've driven across it, you may have noticed that the mega project isn't quite over yet.
So I'm driving across the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge, and it's just really gorgeous. The sun is hitting it. It's just so beautiful. And then I look over, and I see the old bridge, which is just, like, so decrepit looking. I can't believe that we were driving over it for so long. I mean, it just, especially with this stark comparison between this gleaming white, almost sparkling bridge compared to this dull metal, boxy, outdated-looking thing is just really, really startling.
That's KALW's Isabel Angel describing the sight of the old span as she drives across the new one. Eventually, that old span will come down, and the man overseeing it is Bill Howe. He's a senior engineer with Caltrans, and he spoke with Isabel out on the old bridge about the massive task before him.
The first question people usually ask Bill Howe about the old Bay Bridge is, are you going to blow it up?
So yeah, explosive means would be discouraged, although expedient.
As we stand on the old bridge, Howe says that wouldn't be such a good idea.
It would probably cause a lot of environmental issues that we wouldn't want to deal with. So essentially what we're going to do is we're going to take the bridge apart in the reverse order to which it was constructed back in 1936.
The project will take about 3 years. If you drive across the Bay Bridge, you'll get a front row seat to the action. And it's actually already started, although you might not have noticed. Caltrans isn't doing the actual demolition. That job falls to the contractor who won the bid a year ago. Crews are already ripping up the asphalt and concrete and sending the debris to a recycler where it could eventually end up back on the roads. And this week, after a short delay, workers began tearing down the boxy cantilever section.
Which are the two peaks that you see when you come out of the tunnel in the old days, and the suspended span in between the two peaks.
In less than 2 months, most of the cantilever will be gone. All of this material belongs to the contractor, including the steel, which they get to sell. So far, the contractor has kept mum about where it might end up.
Steel being a worldwide commodity, it might go anywhere. It could stay here in the States. It might go to China. That's the contractor's prerogative.
Once that's done, another contractor will take apart the foundation of the bridge, all the way down to the mud line. All in all, the project is estimated to cost $239 million, and Caltrans says it should be done before 2017. The next big milestone for the new span will be finishing the wildly popular bike path. Right now, as anyone who's gone out there will see, the path stops short of Yerba Buena Island, forcing walkers and bikers to turn back around. Again, Bill Howe.
Because for those that don't know, there's right about the E2 point, the old bridge and the new bridge almost touch. And they're so close that the bike path had to stop.
So crews will have to carefully dismantle that part of the bridge before the bike path can go through to Yerba Buena. That should happen by the summer of 2015. But some people aren't as eager to see the 75-year-old span come down. The old bridge has been around long enough that there have been efforts to keep it and turn it into a park. I asked Howe what he thought about the idea.
This bridge, the reason it's vacated is because it wasn't seismically safe. And that same hazard still exists.
But here we are on the old span. And Howe comes out here several times a week for the project. So I had to ask.
Are you at all worried that while you're out here at some point, before the bridge gets demolished, there will be the earthquake that takes it down?
Yeah, all the time.
Like right now?
Yeah, right now. I think it's dumb for us to be standing here right now.
I guess I should schedule interviews on the new bridge from now on. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.